Track 5.
Unit 23. 23.1. Exercise 3.
Thank you for asking me here today to talk about what happened to me and my brother Dave when we went on a camping trip. On the morning of May 18th, 1980, we were camping about 18 kilometers from Mount St. Helens in Washington State in the United States. I was making coffee over a wood fire, and Dave was fishing down in the creek. I saw him look up at a small black shape on the horizon. He shouted that there must be a forest fire. It couldn't be a storm, as we knew that rain wasn't forecast. Within 30 seconds, the thing was absolutely enormous, and then it just kept getting bigger and bigger and coming at us faster and faster, and it became very dark. All I could think was that I wished I were somewhere else. It wasn't like a smoke cloud. It was as if it were alive, and it was massive and dense and very black. It was the strangest thing you can imagine. It was totally silent until it got down into the canyon where we were, and then there was a huge roaring. I remember looking at the fire, and the wind just blew the flames low along the ground, and watching the handle of my coffee pot just kind of melt in the flames. And then this awful cold, it just surrounded us. The funny thing was that the spoon inside the pot was just fine. I wasn't just frightened by then, I was absolutely petrified, and so was Dave. Well, we started to run back towards the tent. Stupidly, I thought that if only we could get in the tent, we'd be safe. Then the thing hit us. It was like a bomb going off, and I fell over backwards and was covered with dirt. I remember wishing it would stop, and almost immediately, it did. And then Dave reached over to me and asked me if I was okay. We got up and realized that there were trees all around us. In fact, we'd fallen down into a hole left by the roots of a tree, and then some branches had covered us. Dave tried to climb out of the hole, but it was too hot. Then, when we did get out, we were met with such a scene of total destruction. Everything had happened so fast. When we set off, it was difficult to breathe. So we took our shirts off and wrapped them around our heads. There were flashes of lightning across the sky at that point, too. Wet towels would have been better, but needs must, as they say. It was really hard to get out of the valley because the ash was nearly a meter deep, and it was so hot underneath, you could only stay in it for a short period of time. Then we had to get up on a tree stump and take our shoes off and unroll our pants. But within a few minutes, they would be filled up again. There was a terrible smell, like rotten eggs, not smoke or burning wood. Anyway, we were really lucky. We could easily have been killed. I wish now that we'd taken a radio with us. Then maybe we would have had some warning. Even a couple of hours' warning would have helped. I had my cell phone with me, but there was no signal in that valley. We went back a few days later and found the site where our tent had been. Thank goodness we fell in that hole.